We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Erev, in the middle of Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph, Halacha Bittul Rishos, for those that forgot to join the Erev. Siv Beis, bottom of page 516, Reish Nun Ches Amid Beis, says the Mechaber, Yisraelim Hadarim, as we continue the Reish Nun test, B'chatz Yechidi, Jews that live in the Chatz by themselves, Be'ir Shalem Yehudim, in a city of non-Jews, Shemokebas Chemer, which is surrounded with a wall, Rabbi Yehud Machayim Derech Shem Shabbos, and you have other Jews that pass by over there on Shabbos, and they're staying as guests in a, being hosted in another courtyard. They don't make a forbidden on them. Because the guest does not make a forbidden. When we talk about the Talta, they're allowed to carry throughout the whole city. Says Ramav Ayin La'el, Soif Simon Shin Ayin. Says Mishabura, Sivkot in your test. Yisraelim Hadarim Machulu, Jews that live and the chatzar by themselves. Pidush. Av shekam Yisraelim darim chatzar. Even though many Jews live in the courtyard, mekamakam mitarim hoyu loitim chatzal mavoishal ir. They were allowed to take out from the chatzar to the alleyways of the city. The in shetuvim mavoish, because we're going to shetuvim mavoish. Kol bnei chatzar kachadu chashibi. All the members of the courtyard can sit as one hechshiv if they made an erev. Canal like mentioned before, in the city of non-Jews, sivkan chav shehim okeves chametz around the wall, because the idea is that through this in the tshichan oit shum tikkun, it doesn't need any more of a remedy. More than something is him in mukavas chametz. It's not surrounded with a wall, but there's appropriate lechis and truza pesach. It's the way mavis have to be correctly made. And some other Jews passed by over there on Shabbos at Sivkon Chavalv and Nechsachs and Bechatz Acheres, and they were hosted in another courtyard. What then something gets Shashach then said that this halacha would apply in Nechsachs and Bechatz Acheres, that if they were hosted in that courtyard, she's Sural Darsham, that a Jew lives over there. Vegam Akum Darsham, and also a non-Jew lives over there. It wouldn't make a difference because it's just a guest. Ulin letatuli b'ayis chatzah asman regarding carrying that chatzah itself. The matam shneim that they both permitted apli erev ubli schuris rishus min akim, even without making an erev, without renting the rights of the non-Jew high tamer for this reason. Sivkat nchav beis. So in the isim b'chulu they don't make a forbidden on them because the guest does not make it forbidden. But what it means to say is the after kamelin the law we hold shem shnei Yisrael darim b'ir. If you have two Jews living in the city, b'yeshem gam akum adar b'ir, and there's also a non-Jew who lives in the city, in the moil shem tikkun l'talta doesn't help any remedy to carry cause much leisachem in the rishus say as long as they did not rent from him his domain. Hachu b'ir the in melu archem the only guest, but tilik abisrael hakabul b'yisir they're nullified to the Jew that's permanent in that city. If that's the case, in kanel Yisrael achad, so it's only going to be one Jew over here. It's not a problem. Sivkon chav gimel matam l'tal b'chulu they're allowed to carry in the whole city. Rishlam, what it means to say is the gamma orchem atzman, the guests themselves also mutam latal b'chalir are permitted to carry throughout the whole city. The rasmal gedavram, the pinnam gedavram, the after orchem ain moisim al balabais a kavusham. Even though the guests don't make a forbidden on the permanent homeowner over there, av a balabais oisal orchem, but the homeowner makes a forbidden on the guests. Shloi lohitzim ibatem lahair that they shouldn't carry out from their homes to the city. Va'nanak tinikadas al shachan orch, but we hold like the pinnam of the shachan orch. Shekam him mutam that they're also permitted commercial kisam leel b'simet shin ayin b'shem hachrem neim la'chreinim. As Ramos Mitzayin to look over there in that siman, Sivkan Chavdal, and allowed to carry B'chol Eir in throughout the whole city. For Koshkin, all the more so, Shemutam L'Tal B'chotzer Shemesachsen, that they're permitted to carry in the courtyard where they're hosted. Vein Moisim Zaz, that they don't make a forbidden one or the other. For Gamkim Haytam, also for the same reason, then in Poland, Magabi Baal Habayis Hakavua, that they're secondary to the permanent Baal Habayis. V'nir Ritzim, meaning when they're secondary to him. Specifically, if the city is surrounded with a wall, or it's made the way a citywide Erevin is supposed to be made, so then you consider all as one courtyard. Because if not, then they're not bottle to the Jew that lives in another chatzar. And then they make a forbidden one the other to carry in their chatzar with the sharatzin ois tes. Says the way we wrote previously in Shinayin at the end of the Siman in the Sharatzin, look over there, and they said the same thing is if the city was surrounded with a wall, and in that city there lived two Jews, and they did not rent the rishos from the Akam that lives in the city, that also then the guests make a forbidden one the other to carry in the chatzar of the Nachri that they hosted, and you can't say that the bottle that Lugabi the Israel that live in the city, because they're not Shaykh one on the other, since they're also forbidden to carry in the city. And that's what the Chay Odom writes. However, this study is not sure afterwards over there in the Zagot, Sarachin, Lachaira, that has one reason for both of them, and we were saying some of both of them, says the Sharatzin, to say that's going to be prohibited. And as the Mishmur says, they make a forbidden one the other to carry in their courtyards. Says Vidal, you should know the Hodam in the Rech, and this is how we say that a guest does not make a forbidden. Yes, some say that the Davka is specifically in a Rogalas Achzersham, if he's not accustomed to be hosted there. Of Rogalas Achzersham, but if he's accustomed to be hosted there, commercial motzah be reading like you have by the fear, by the marketplace. Shurigin Lovisham Tamat, that they always come over there. Chashav Kekvias, that's considered like a permanent. So Oisim Yad Kishabasham, and everybody makes a forbidden right away when he comes over there. We come in the Akamas and Shin Pedal, regarding it like a non Jew, and as we discussed in Shin Pedal. The Eshim Kilin Gamazir, some lean even regarding this, cause man, Shiashalab Shemar. Mizbeach, as long as he has the name of a guest, Dain Nach Leshem, which is up until 30 days. Simon Shin Tzadi Beis, Dinne Erevin Le'ir, the Alach of Erevin for a city by Chesiv in this 8 paragraph. Sif Alf, Ir Shai Sekin Yachad, a city that had an acquisition of an individual. I feel Nasa Sarabim, even if it became of the public. Mishtatim Kul Mishitav Echad, they could all join together in one Shitav. Vitatalu B'chal Medina, they could carry throughout the whole country. V'chein, in the whole city. V'chein Moisa Sharabim, so if it belonged to the public. V'yishla Pesach Echad, had one opening. Mishtatim Kul Mishitav Echad, they could all join together in one Shitav. But if it was of the public, has two openings, that the people come in this way and leave the other way. Even became that of an individual. You can't make an Erev through the whole thing. You have to leave from it one place. Even one courtyard in the house that opens inside of it. And then the rest could do a shituf. That joined together, they all permitted throughout the whole city. Except for that place which they left over. The you, as we continue to Amid Beis, Oisim and the Sharm return. And those that they left over will be made in their place. By sheet of Shaitzim Latzman and the sheet of that they make for themselves. From Hayan Nisham Rabman, if the remainder were many, Asum Talta Bashar Kaliyah, they're forbidden to carry throughout the rest of the city. This is as a recognition, as a sign. They should know that the Eiv is what permits for them to carry throughout the city, that you have the masses walking through it. Because the place that was left over and did not join the Shittim, imatam, you cannot carry over there. Only these for themselves and these for themselves. If they want to make separate Eiv and each Mavid by itself, for sure that's going to be effective. There's no greater remainder than that. You have to make between them two boards that are of two minute amounts. If it's a width of 10 amas, but more than 10 amas, the president says the Torah has to be a door frame that separates the areas. A city that was a kinyan yachid b'chulu, a personal acquisition. That an individual built the city for himself, and then he rented out to the public. Or he built a lahisha b'diyarin to put settlers over there. Mishayel atzmei drachim apaltias ratias, and left over himself roads and highways and different areas. Kedeshem malachim eisen, the way kings do it. V'yeshem, some say shavu l'machar l'ram, even if he sold it to the public. As long as it did not lose the name of the original owner from it, it has this halacha of this kinyan yachid. Which Shar Tzinai's Beis brings us from the Rashi, and that's also the opinion of the Ramban and the Ritva, that if you sell it to the Rabban, after that it totally left from his Rishus, and that you're Chayiv in it because of Rishus Rabban, then it's called the Irshal Rabban. But if until it didn't lose his name, then we'll call it as Kinyan Yachid. Sivkat and Beis. So Afil and Nasa Shal Rabban, even if it becomes subsequently that of the public. And Afil Yeshal Shnei Pesachim even has two openings. Sham Nechnasa Bezubi Yitzim Bezubi, the people come in one way, go out the other way. Still, the halach is Simkat and Gimel. They could all join together, sheet of Echel, one sheet of Bedavka, specifically. The Kimet Shayis Matchil Kin Yachad, since originally was owned by one person, Kachatz Echad is considered like one court. That all the members of the court you have to make it there together as one. Simkat and Dalad. And we talked about Chal Madin, they could carry throughout the whole city. And after that, the Mavis were prepared the way the halacha has to be, which Ashar Tzion explains, each one according to what it needs. If it does not have on it the name of Rishus Ram, then it's not for the Lechi and the Tzuras HaPesach, which the edition number 4 says, in other words, a Lechi from one side and the Tzuras HaPesach on the other side, as we said in Shin Tzemach Dal Sev Alf. In the Aris Tashen HaLach, as he writes, here it's talking about that a city that's surrounded with walls, because if not, you cannot make it all Erev together as one, if that's the case. So what do you need a Lechi by the opening of the Mavois? But the opening of Mavois that it opens into Rishus HaYachid. It explains that the Kavanah Meshabur is for the opening of the Mavayis that go from to the beyond of the city. You have to say that the opening on both sides to Mechutz La'ir. So one side is a Lechi, one side is a Pesach. And says the Shar Tzion further, and if it's a Rishus Ram, then you'd have doors, like we said in Shin Samach Daud. Sivkat and Hey. So he said that so too if let's say it belonged to the Rab, not of a Yachid, but it had only Pesach Echad, it had only one opening. So Mishbur explained the Chaltam Shetarach Shir Beir Shal Rab. The whole reason why you have to have a remainder by a city of the public is Shal Yishtat V'Kul Miyachad, that they should not make a join a sheet of all together as one. V'Yuchel Matal T'Bekul Kamei, that they could all carry throughout the whole thing, like we'll see later on. V'Kadesh Yishtakach Teres Rishus Rab, that they shouldn't forget that there's such a halacha of a Rishus Rab that you're forbidden to carry. But kivin she'en lo ele pesach, but if it only has one opening, and mitzad she'en yistum, on the other side is closed, like damal Rosh Hashanah, so it's not similar to Rosh Hashanah, but dina kachatzah, the bas halacha like kachatzah. So then, yeah, sivkat and vav. So then that's why I say you can make even one shita. But if we show rabbim and two pesachim, that they come on one side and come on the other side, then a fill of a chul, and even if it's made by a yachid, that is sivkat and vav, and then being the shemacharu alay, that they sold it to him, because we're saying that it's a ir for rabbim, which that's how the Rashba explains. It's possible that also the pesachim that they hold, that regarding ir shel yachid v'nashas for rabbim, that if the yachid sells it to rabbim, they were not concerned at all, and it's called only sharabim. So here, even if they sell it to yachid, as long as it didn't remove the original name, we're concerned that maybe it's going to go back to be sharabim, and then they're going to still be lenient. So therefore, sifkat and zayin ema over this kula. So then you can't make an erev in the whole city. You have to leave over one place, even one chatzah, and the shita would be the rest. And those mishtatim are permitted throughout the whole city, besides the place that they left over. And the reason for this is there is the decree Shema Tachzav Bati Asa Rosh Hashanah, because it might subsequently go back to be Rosh Hashanah. They call a gumkin, and it's still going to be lenient. But Oil May Noigin Lizar Bezaz, we continue to be raised. The belt is not careful in this. Filled by Yishal Rabbim, even the city of the public. Vavshad Tzvi Luk Rashi. Maybe because they're all like Rashi. This is a big point, obviously, over here. They Nikar Rabbim, that they're not called the Rabbim. Pachas Meshishim Ribi, when it's less than 600,000 people, says the Magen Avraham. The Sharatin Eliz Zion. Bring from the Eli Rabbah that he writes, it was already explained, they don't hold like Rashi and the Goyim Mamim the way the Beis Yosef writes. So therefore it appears to me that in most places there are non-Jewish homes, those are considered the leftovers, the way the Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Ram. So it's either one of these two reasons why the Velt is not Machmer on this, and they do make an Eiv throughout the whole city. Sivkot and Ches, but really, you have to have something left over that they're permitted in their place. Sivkot and Ches, Bashit of Shoyism Atzmam, and the Shit that they make for themselves. Imhoyan Nishon Rabbim, if the ones left over were rabbim, then they cannot carry throughout the rest of the whole city. So actually, Mishmaru says kach tzarach lema. What it has to say is like this: b'shitav shoyisim la'atzmam, the shitav that they made for themselves, im hoyin nisharim rabbim, if the remaining were a rabbim, v'achkech gesin, then the gear says v'asum l'taltel, and they're not allowed to carry in the rest of the whole city. That's what Bava says the Taz. Sivkot and Tes. To say that the ones remaining were a rabbim, because im hashir rak le'echad, if what the remainder was just one person, obviously in Shrich and Shita, he doesn't have to make a Shita for anyone. Sivkot and Yud. And this is like a sign to have this remains, that they should know that the Iv is what permits them to carry because of Melohir, Tzrich, and Lashire, because they wouldn't have to have some type of remainder. The whole halach of Iv would be forgotten. People forget that there's such a halach as a street that you're not allowed to carry. They see people carrying in the city that looks like a Rosh Hashanah. About the Akim regarding non-Jewish homes, you have a shiur and zip. They consider the remains regarding this. Yesh day has been a place in our opinion amongst the place. But it's good to be stringent that that's not sufficient. Sivkot Yer Alf. Now, v'motzel arav, if they want to make an air of hainu that is l'shatuv, make a shituv of by mavoi, for sure that's going to be effective because no greater shiur than that. Sivkot Yud Beis. The Ramos said, "Betzoch sheyasu b'nei mechulu." They have to make between themselves two boards of two mashus. Because the Ilavach, if not, have a parts Lamakamasala, then you can't make them separate because they breached to the other area, which is the area forbidden for it. As the Sharatin test says, that is, people of the Mavi make it forbidden to carry in the Mavi that was left over. Sivkot and Yigimel, so you have to have two boards of Shnei Masruin of two minute amounts. Or then, same thing as the Oisim Atseva, Oisim Mokam Lachalik, if you make some type of a platform on that place to block, to separate. Okay, Mesh Mavur Besivdal. Like is explained in Sivdal. Balech b'kar, but with a side post in the cross beam, l'man lech l'achi, that won't be enough to separate. Because achir nachirim right to high God, this Ramah lo'koy din of the samachle, it's not going in the halacha right near it. The mutzal arv mov if you want to make a separate, independent irvin, the reseb b'vadli sagi b'lech b'kar, that for sure is enough with a side post in the cross beam at the end of the mobi. Shalei less amavoyis achir is not to make forbidden on the other mobis, where you're separating each mobi individually. Even to who ir shel rabbim, since it's a city of the public, v'hugul b'yachan oil, and they're not always accustomed to be together as one. According to the law, it's going what was previously mentioned. Shashib b'mavi gufa, that you left over in the mavi tilts, ba'is b'chatzah achas, one house and a courtyard. Zimigim herma, this is what Ramah is editing. Shatoch sham be'emtza ha'mavi, that you have to have over there in the middle of the mavi, b'makam shashir, in the place where you're leaving over, lasa shnei pasa b'chulu, to have two boards, etc. V'leisagi sham b'mavi gufa, it's not enough over there in the mavi itself, ba'is b'chatzah achas, a house and one courtyard. It's not enough over there. Balechi bekayir where the side posts no cross beam. Keep the hurgul shem biyachah. But some of the mob is generally one. So you have to have a bigger separation than just a lechi and a kayra. That you have to leave over one place, even one courtyard in the house that opens inside of it. So if in Loshon HaShulchan Aruch, it sounds like the dafka chatz that has in it a house, but just the house itself wouldn't be effective. And that's what sounds like a Loshon Rashi in the sugya. Look over there, and El Yerav and the preacher they bring from the tour that one house alone is also a sufficient. And this that it says in the Gemara chatz. There's love dafka. However, in the Ritva writes explicitly like the Pinyan Shulchan Aruch that just the bayis itself would not be effective. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, that we said that you have to leave over, that we said that what's considered a irshal yachid is that he rents out, he makes a whole city and leaves over for himself all the highways and the plazas and so on and so forth. That's the shitsa Rambam and the Ramban and other rishonim over there. That a city that the mavois and the paths and the roads belong to an individual, and they could prevent the rabbim from going through them by building up their homes or something similar like that, like the Lashon Ritva, has halacha b'shas yachid, even though the paths are 16 amos wide and 600,000 people go through them. Now, the reason for this is that it's not considered b'shas rabbim, right? Ramban, the b'shas rabbim has to be, like its name, the b'shas that belongs to the rabbim. Now then, Rashi explains that Ishal Yachid is the halacha that's brought within the Mishnah is a city that doesn't have 600,000. And therefore, the streets don't have halacha Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is considered only a place where 600,000 people go, similar to what it was when they were Jews were in the Midbar coming out of Mitzrayim. But halacha and Shin Mem Heis of Zion writes that this that the Shulchan Aruch says over here, the Ishal Yachid is a city that belongs to a Yachid, like Shiz Rambam, and does not explain like Pirish Rashi, the Kavon is for a city that does not have 600,000, is because, like Rashi, it doesn't say like that, it's because Shulchan Aruch comes out that an area that's 16 Amas wide is considered Shiz Rambam, even if Shish and Reba don't go through it. That's how it's brought in Chuvitz Beis Ephraim, and the name of the Mishkas Yaakov. Beis Ephraim is masking on him, that there's no riot from the Shulchan Aruch that it came out that you don't have to have Shish and Reba, because you could say that he's just saying over here like a Pirish Rambam, because this is agreeable to all that a city that belongs to a yachid, you know, not chayiv for it for Rosh Hashanah, and doesn't bring Pirish Rashi because that's totally in the machlokes. Dish number two said that even if he some say even if he sells it to the rabbim, as if his name is still there as the yachid who built the city, it's looking to the Yerushal Yachid. In other words, even though that when he sells it to the rabbim, the chayiv on it as Rosh Hashanah. However, regarding the halach of Shir, which is brought later on in Shulchan Aruch, that a city that was shal rabbim cannot make it through the whole thing, you have to leave something over. For that, it has halach like Yerushal Yachid, and you don't have to have any remainder. And the reason for that, writes the Rashba, is that because someone sees the carrying of it, he's not going to come to make a mistake that you're allowed to carry the Rosh Hashanah, because everyone knows that it's like a one chatzah that many people are going inside of it. That's permitted with an Erev. Dish number three, that we said Davka, that you need one Shituv because originally there was a kin yachid, like one chatzah, that everyone has to join together. So on this halacha writes the Chaz Nish, that from this that we learn Erev and Defnon Tes, that even if it becomes a Yishal Rabbim, you don't need to have a Shir, that's Davka if it doesn't get added on homes after it became Shal Rabbim. But if you add on homes and courtyards, so then it's like a new city of a Rabbim that has to have a Shir. Let's say quotes in Shrein HaLachas, but the Lashon HaChazanish is that added on bottom v'chutzos. What it means to say is that it gets added on also streets, not chatzeros. Also you have to mention that the words of HaChazanish, but they are in Shitas Rashi, that explains that Yishal Yachid is when there's no Shishim Riboy. And the Shrein HaLachas quotes from him also Shitas Ram, that Shitas Shulchan Aruch, that the Kavan is for a city that belongs to Yachid, because he picks that there's no Makom Dim L'chalak regarding this between the Shitas. Dishu number five. Shitas Magen Avram is Lalocha, one can be Mikol like Shittas Rashi, that if it's a place that you don't have Shish and Ribi, 600,000 people going there, it's not considered as Rosh Hashanah Rami. Right, so according to this understood, why is the Minig is not today to leave over one house out of the Erev, since our cities don't have Shish and Ribi, has Lalocha like Yerushal Yachid, which you can make an Erev throughout the whole city. Shatim brings the daily rabbis master on his words and writes that the halacha is not like Shittas Rashi, and he's also lengthy to be halacha and shemem heis of Zion. That many Rishonim Machrein and Paskin that a place that the width is 60 Am is considered Rosh Hashanah Ram, even if you don't have Shishim Riba, and one has to be stringent like their words. And he explains that according to these sheets, is this that we're not knowing to leave over is since they rely on the bottom of the Nachrim as a Shir. Even though later on he writes that it's good to be Machmer, not to consider the homes of non-Jews as a Shir. Chaznish writes that according to what the Mekel to Misakin the streets with the Tzurus HaPesach, the Hechach that they hold like Shittas Rashi, because if you don't have Shishim Riboy, it's not a Shishim Ram, and therefore they're also not knowing with shir. However, elsewhere he comes out that the ikker why they relied to make with the taking of a tzuris ha-pesach is not because she is Rashi, it's because also for shus ram it's affected by merubo. According to this reason, l'chayr you would have to be machmer regarding shir, because according to this reason, the truth is the streets are considered shus ram, since we're concerned with the shir Hashem that even if you go over there less than shishim riba, it has a lech as shus ram, it just helps to be misakin with mechitza of merubo and the tzuris ha-pesach. And Sefer Pri Adama from the Rabban Yerushalayim, it brings that the custom in his time was to make an erev in the whole Yerushalayim, except for the place that goes around the Makom HaMikdash. And it's possible, what he means to say is that he left it as a halacha of shir. This number 16, 6, this that he writes that it helps to make a matseva or two pasim in the middle of the Mavi. The Mishnah writes in Shinsa Makimon Neman Achrein that this is all dafka by Mavi Mefulish. But Mavi Sasim, since you have from the ones in the inside, Adris is regular on the outer ones, so the outer ones cannot separate from them. Over the Pinchas Nishas, that even by Mavi Sasim, it's possible to separate through pasim.